Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
MaxKaiser.com is our guest for another 30 minutes. I'm Alex Jones with InfoWars.com. I want to hold Max over, and he's agreed to really detail what's happening in the command destruction, global banker occupation, and the resistance to it. I want to get into why zero interest rates or negative interest rates are so destructive. And I also want to get into his future perspective on the economy. I agree with him. There is world revolution. And a lot of times you'll see it. The first tremors of it with the under disadvantaged class that will strike out in ways that are counterproductive, but he's saying it's an indicator of things to come, and I agree with him on that. So we'll be looking at that coming up after I get to Steve, Patrick, Matthew, and others. Steve in the UK, then Patrick and Matthew. Steve, what's your view on what's happening over in the UK now into day four?
Oh, hi, Alex. Hi, Max. I just want to get the point across that this is not global insurrection against bank and occupation. These guys who are doing the looting, are doing the thieving, are playing thugs. That's all they are, Alex, the thugs. What they're doing is the government are front-running this violence, like they front-run the stocks. Like the front-run everything else.
They're front-loading, exactly as I said. They are allowing this to happen. They could trigger at any time. They control the gang member leaders, just like the ATF controls the cocaine and guns. They've been caught publicly. They allow it to happen, front-running, knowing resistance coming. Now they've branded it as thugs with pants down around their knees, burning family shops, so they can then pass the laws Thursday to then attack people that actually insurrect against the austerity. Absolutely right. You said it so simply. Anything else?
Well, all it is, Alex. I mean, I slightly agree with Max because people are feeling it, Alex. People are really feeling the austerity. But I think Max is giving them far too much credibility. I spoke to these people on the street. They don't know the intricacies of the banks, what the banks are doing. All they can see is they're paying more, they're getting less money, and basically they're getting screwed. And that's what they're fighting against. But all
and,
they're doing
and
then
the bankers
is
are going to misdirect them right into our faces.
Yeah, they're going out on the street and they're saying, right, we're going to take now, we're going to take whatever we want, we're just going to thieve, we're going to loot, we're going to burn. And that's their answer. It's nothing. They don't realize what the banks have done to us. All they can see is the effect of it.
All right, well said. Max, do you see his perspective? I know you say the police state train already left the station, but by the police standing down and allowing this, when this and then the media, that's the real kicker. They're branding it as political when it's not. Then they're now front-loading, as the caller said, and demonizing legitimate rebellion to tyranny.
Well, to say that the folks on the street rioting don't know the intricacies of the banking system, it reminds me of that Bob Dylan line. You don't have to be a weatherman to know which way the wind blows. In other words, 3 years ago, the UK bailed out these banks, and to pay for the bailout, they imposed draconian austerity measures. As night follows day, when you confiscate wealth from a whole class of people, you can expect riots. This crime was committed 3 years ago. The crimes we're seeing in the last 3 days are the symptoms, the effects of the major crime of 3 years ago that was never prosecuted. Prosecute the original crime.
I agree.
Prosecute Barclays Bank. Prosecute Fred the Shred over at Royal Bank of Scotland. Prosecute the real criminals 3 years ago. They've never been prosecuted. To point the finger at now a few kids burning a few buildings, of course it's going to happen if you destroy their society and steal all their wealth. This is exactly what
I know,
what is
I know,
happen.
But see the genius of them triggering it like an oil field expert using dynamite to blow out an oil well that's on fire. You can see how they then use the crisis they create to get even more power. Patrick and Matthew, straight ahead.
Don't let summer be a bummer. Stop sunburn pain, poison ivy, and mosquito bite itch, and the burn of athlete's foot with just one Safol natural first aid product, Dermatol. Many GCN listeners have already discovered how effective Dermatol is as a natural, non-acidic way to treat cuts, burns, bites, rashes, shingles, boils, and many skin problems. Now this special offer. Buy one bottle of Dermatol, get one bottle free. Call 1-800-217-6677 and mention GCN. Dermatol is the must-have first aid product for your preparedness kit. Made in America by Americans, Dermatol's soothing, rapid restoration of injured skin is so effective, it's guaranteed. Call 800-217-6677. That's 800-217-6677. And ask for the GCN Buy One, Get One Free Special, or use coupon code GCN at checkout at DermatolUSA.com. Spelled DermatolUSA.com. Efficient, economical, effective. Spray it all with Dermatol.
There are limitless ways to go into business for yourself, but most involve substantial capital and risk. Our InfoWarsTeam.com operation is different. We promote premium quality health, energy, and skincare products using dynamic, caring personalities and state-of-the-art media technology to spread a powerful message of health, wealth, longevity, and freedom. This low-cost business opportunity is designed for full-time or part-time, so you can work as little or as much as you'd like. It is you that defines the reward level. Whether you are seeking a few hundred extra dollars per month or a six or even seven figure annual income, it's up to you. Want to find out more? Shoot an email with InfoWars Team in the subject line to InfoWars Team Coordinator MZ and tell him a little bit about yourself. That's the initials MZ at InfoWarsTeam.com. That's MZ at InfoWarsTeam.com. I only promote products that I truly believe in, and these are phenomenal. Whatever you do, visit InfoWarsTeam.com. Congratulations to our friends at eFoodsDirect.com. In August, they celebrate 30 years in the long-term storable food business. To celebrate, eFoodsDirect.com is offering the lowest price ever on their one-year Freedom Food Supply, even less than the price in 1981. For a limited time, you get 30% off a one-year Freedom Supply, which provides three hearty meals per day for one adult. The Freedom Supply includes a large variety of fruits and vegetables, dairy, legumes, grains, sprouting seeds, and more. Plus, you get a generous supply of their quick fix meals. This is the most complete, extensive, and affordable unit they have ever offered. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and get 30% off a one-year food supply. If you have ever considered getting a supply, now is the time. Call 800-409-5633. That's 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
By the way, 7 o'clock tonight, PrisonPlanet.tv, another InfoWars special report with Max Keiser. So after the markets have closed, after we know more, we'll have Max Keiser back with us tonight, just like Gerald Celente last week. I've already done one special report. We're doing a eugenic special report, an extended report, tomorrow night at 7 p.m. at PrisonPlanet.tv with Aaron Dykes. Ahead of the weeknight 7 o'clock 30-minute news show at PrisonPlanet.tv. Then we're going to launch a new site that's mainly just a news site. It'll have all the PrisonPlanet.tv stuff on it. And we've got a lot of little networks and TV systems that want to pick it up. So very excited about that. Going back to callers from England with Max Keiser, then I'm going to get into the economy that Max, again, has really called what was going to happen. 3 years ago, banker bailout. He said 2 or 3 years from now, the austerity measures will start kicking in. The stimulus will end. You're going to see him hold the interest rates. You're going to see him totally rape the public. You're going to see gold up to $2,000 by the end of the year. He was saying that at the start of the year. Now J.P. Morgan Chase came out yesterday and said $2,500 an ounce by December or higher. And that's the insiders telling you that. So we'll be talking about that in a moment. But right now, Patrick in England, your view on the hooligans I mean, for me, it's really just the same type sports fans we see rioting in L.A., Chicago, New York, Brazil, South Africa, black, white, doesn't matter. All the same disgusting, weird, thuggish sports culture that we just see all over the place, really expanding, where men's manhood now is all about how spindly-necked and thug-like they are. But what's your view on it?
Hello, Alex. Just a quick mention. Thank you for all your information that you're getting out to the public. In England, there's a wide sort of spectrum of people that do understand what's going on, that it is the bankers that have orchestrated this. It's very obvious, not to the thugs on the streets, which I obviously totally condone. But one thing that people may not be aware of, on Saturday night after the initial peaceful protest in London outside the police station, there was a theatre nearby that was actually showing a show that night, by coincidence, of people being trapped in a theatre because there was riots going on outside. I mean, this woman from New York, she was involved with the theatre. She came on the either Sky News or BBC, I forget which one, and said, wow, what a coincidence. And we know that the globalists like to take the mickey out of the people like that. But I totally condemn the violence and the destruction that's going on, but it's just a strange coincidence. I like your thoughts on that.
Well, we know they ran drills at the exact same targets being hit at the exact same time on 7/7, also 9/11. But if you go to prisonplanet.com, where we've got multiple reporters on the ground in England, including Patrick Henningsen, who's been reporting for us, but Steve Watson in London, Paul Watson north of London, police were ordered to stand down as London burned. Continuing, we are the Enfield Army, video of locals chasing rioters in London. So folks are definitely, and that will short-circuit the globalists. If citizens start standing up against the looters, the globalists aren't going to be able to fully use this. In fact, look for government to try to block the citizens next from defending themselves. We've seen England, and we've seen the UK arrest people who've defended themselves in their own homes. Stocks tumble at open amid economic fears. Continuing, there's reports that youths were offered money to start the riots. So that's some of the reports we've got there. But that's my take on it. What's your take, Max Kaiser?
These people have been financially oppressed. This is financial apartheid. And they have had their financial rights deprived from them. Somebody needs to communicate with these people and to reach out to these people. Because they have a right to grieve for grievance. They've been basically put into a prison of financial tyranny, effectively, and it's like a prison riot because it's completely again using the apartheid example. You know, we need like a Nelson Mandela type figure
to save us,
stand up for the rights of these financially oppressed. They go to the machine to get money to get 10 quid, 10 pounds. They're charged 1 pound. That's unconscionable. That's the worst.
But Max, look, it'd be one thing if they went at the parliament or if they went at one of the palaces or when Brett spontaneously attacked Camilla and Charles.
Top up fees in the UK now. Nobody can afford a proper education. Nobody can afford proper food. They're all being medicated. They're all being oppressed. And you know, we're arguing about they're not eloquent enough in their speech for their rights. Well, they need representation. We need to represent
them.
Well,
look, Max, a large portion of these people, I've said it over and over again, they're going to use the imported welfare immigrant populations who believe in gun control and socialism in every country, because that's what their paymasters tell them to believe. They're going to use them to riot to then crack down on everybody else. And there's no doubt that a lot of these people are still getting their free housing, their welfare checks. They just can't buy enough iPods, and they're looting stores for iPods and burning down family businesses. What about the victims of their attacks, Max? That's my issue.
They're all victims. The people who are on both sides of this flaming riot are the victims of the looters in the city of London. And these people are being financially oppressed.
Let me ask this, Max. What would have happened if the looters would have gone down to 10 Downing Street? Do you think there would have been some real bullets being fired at them back?
They don't have enough of wherewithal or self-awareness to pick through the proper actions to get their grievances heard. That's why we need to help them represent themselves.
I don't know. The starving Sir French knew where the government buildings were.
Yeah, that's right. And it was all started by the same, for the same reason. The French introduced the assignat, which is a currency of the period, backed by collateralizing church property. The exact same scam that we saw in the UK and America today, collateralizing mortgages and creating a currency around that. And it bankrupted the country, and they revolted. Here you've got the UK government has collateralized property to back the UK pound, which is inherently worthless. And now people's purchasing power is collapsing, and they're flooding the market with more of these worthless assignat British pounds, and there's a riot. There's a revolution. It's happening all over
the
world.
Well, here's what I want.
It's different stages all over the world. It's different flavors all over the world. You got to give it the historical and global context.
No, I hear you, but here's what I want.
In the same boat. You're in the same boat. I'm in the same boat. They're in the same boat. We're all being oppressed by the same group of bankers.
Max, I agree with you, but at the same time, we should be able to then say this is not the way to do a revolution. We need to go with the 1776 model that I know that you admire, and so we need to push worldwide 1776, not worldwide 1789 French Revolution.
Nobody is pushing anybody out of the banks currently. Okay, you're not doing it. I'm not doing it. Nobody's doing it. Obama's not doing it. David Cameron's not doing it. Nobody's pushing the corrupt bankers out of their offices today. Nobody. Okay, and the result is riots. And until you get rid of the corrupt plundering class in the city of London, expect more riots. That's the recipe.
Now Iceland did take over the banks. Iceland did take over the banks, though, so maybe it should be a 1776 Icelandic model.
Iceland is a sterling example. They pushed back against the banks, and they prosecuted, but they're trying to prosecute bankers. Guess where those bankers went for safe harbor, Alex, who escaped Iceland? They went to London. London offers safe harbor to corrupt bankers all over the world. That's why the real estate market in the high end goes up in London, because they offer safe harbor for financial criminals from Iceland in particular who stole billions.
No, that's where all the Russian oligarchs. That's where all the Russian oligarchs went. I agree.
That's where the Russian oligarchs are. That's where all the oligarchs are. They're in London, and they take all the, because London is the hedge fund capital of the world and the money laundering capital of the world.
By the way, did you know in the last 2 years almost all of the Israeli oligarchs have fled to the city of London within London?
Right. Now tell me about the riots in Brixton. Of course people are rioting because their country is a sham. It's a shameful, despotic cesspool of money laundering.
Well, Max, why don't you go to Brixton and lead them against the city of London? I'll guarantee you.
I was in Cairo. I was in Beirut. I
know.
In New York.
That's why I said that.
I've been on the front lines. I've been part
You're incredible.
Your
That's, I mean,
I
you
was
are George Washington. George Washington, you're not listening to me, George Kaiser. I know that you thought that was sarcastic. You're saying nobody's leading the charge. I'm not saying you should. I'm saying it sounds like you're about to, are you going to lead us, George?
Look, the scariest thing that for the British parliamentary system, the politicians in Britain today, would be if there's a sudden groundswell of people saying these rioters have rights, you're infringing on their rights, they're not the problem, you're the problem. And then they go down and they say, we represent the rioters. They don't really can't articulate the problem because you've dumbed them down and medicated them so badly and deprived them of an education and turned them into basically intellectual eunuchs. We're here to represent them because you screwed them. That's what the people calling into your show today should be worried about and talking about, not condemning their brothers and sisters across the street who have been slaughtered by financial apartheid. They should be going down.
It's more sophisticated than that. George, hold on. It's more sophisticated than that. We recognize that they have helped trigger this to then demonize the legitimate rebellion against the city of London that the globalists and their actuaries know is coming, just like our report.
It's here. Alex, it's here. It's not coming. It's here. It's here in cities all over the world, and it's growing every single day, and it's one big global insurrection, and it's happening in cities everywhere.
Well, so somebody's going to come burn my house or burn our studios instead of going after the city of London? Or, I mean, I'm just saying that's wrong.
Yeah, but if nobody puts a line in the sand against the bankers, you and me and everyone else are going to be gobbled up by this inferno.
All right, we're going to break. I think you've hit the nail on the head here, though. I think you really have crystallized it. The bankers' plan is to implode society and sit offshore while they do it, and then come in and buy everything up for pennies on the dollar. It's either the bankers or us. We must get the fractional reserve, fraudulent debt money system out of here. We must go back to constitutional money, or we are facing a road warrior scenario. And I totally agree with Max on that front. I've got to get into the economy with him as well. And I want to go to more callers in England straight ahead.
Hey, Bill, pick up line 3. It's Brian.
Hey, Brian, what's up?
Brian here. Thanks. Hey, Bill, I just received my shipment of the safety net, our full-year emergency food system. I can't tell you how great it feels to personally not have to worry anymore, especially with the growing threats to our everyday food supply.
Brian, not only are you getting 4,320 nutritionally dense, delicious food servings, but the individual serving price is just $1.43 per meal. It's truly great-tasting food at amazing prices.
The variety is also a huge bonus, Bill. It's like having access to a full menu of impressive food.
Well, it really is a safety net for those worried about the coming food shortages and how their families can prepare.
It's great knowing I'm covered for the future, but I gotta go, Bill, and get all this food unloaded.
With scorching heat devastating U.S. cropland, there's never been a better time to visit SafetyNetSavings.com. That's SafetyNetSavings.com. Visit SafetyNetSavings.com today.
Take the first step in home security. Install the Door Sentinel. Standard locks, deadbolts, and security systems can't prevent forced entry. The Door Sentinel provides door kick-in protection and can be added to your existing security system. The Door Sentinel is easy to install and will turn your home into a fortress. Make the call. 678-648-6757. That's 678-648-6757. Or visit them at SENTINEL securitygroup.com. SentinelSecurityGroup.com.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Congratulations to our friends at eFoodsDirect.com. In August, they celebrate 30 years in the long-term storable food business. To celebrate, eFoodsDirect.com is offering the lowest price ever on their one-year Freedom Food Supply, even less than the price in 1981. For a limited time, you get 30% off a one-year Freedom Supply, which provides three hearty meals per day for one adult. The Freedom Supply includes a large variety of fruits and vegetables, dairy, legumes, grains, sprouting seeds, and more. Plus, you get a generous supply of their quick-fix meals. This is the most complete, extensive, and affordable unit they have ever offered. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and get 30% off a one-year food supply. If you have ever considered getting a supply, now is the time. Call 800-409-5633. That's 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
From the shattered Rust Belt come the Lost Vegas.
I brought a woman with me. No woman be here. I just can't watch my LED.
Life Before the Collapse. Vinyl LP by the Lost Vegas. Life Before the Collapse by the Lost Vegas on 180-gram vinyl and mastered especially for vinyl by legendary audio engineer Steve Hall. Life Before the Collapse by the Lost Vegas.
The Lost Vegas.
Now available at Amazon.com.
About a lucky man who made the grade. And though the news was rather sad, well, I just had to laugh. I saw the photograph. He blew his mind out in a
call. All right, Matthew and Ian in England, we're going to leave it at that. When calls from England, but we'll take more tomorrow. Max is going to stay a little bit later in the hour now because I really want to pick his brain on where he sees future trends going. But as Max keeps saying, and as I've been saying, and every other analyst we have on, this global banking cartel system is designed as a financial black hole to not create an economy or a society, to not empower through a credit system, but through a negative credit system that destroys everything in its path. And we're now entering the endgame phase. When I'm sitting around at night with my wife going to sleep at midnight, I'm holding her hand and we are literally praying to God because I understand how dangerous this is. A depression now, a global collapse now, a sustained global collapse with the way the public is today, decadent, doesn't know how to grow tomatoes, nothing, is going to be hellish. And it's still not too late to turn it around. We'll talk about that with Max Kaiser in the next segment. In the short segment, Matthew and Ian. Matthew just hung up as I was going to him. Ian in England. Ian, you're on the air. Any questions or comments for Kaiser, or what's your take on the situation going on in your country?
Hi, Alex. Just wanted to say hi to everybody in America and around the world. Just wanted to give you an update on what's really going on in London. Yeah, it's calmed down. I was driving around today in the city. I'm a plumber. And I'm just cruising around, lots of police, heavy police presence. It definitely is, looks like it's going into the police state. Other than that, you know, things have calmed down. People are business as usual. Yesterday, I must say, you know, there was a lot of sort of hype around it in central London, a lot of rumors flying around, hysteria, I guess you could call it. So it has been a pretty couple of intense days. You know, people are worried, and one of the most worrying things for me was today I was listening to the BBC London radio, and they're talking about like what they had vigilantes. You know, they're making a big sort of thing about this vigilante uprising that we're having up in Enfield, and they're talking about should the government empower people and give them powers of arrest and stuff like that. I was like, whoa, you know, this sounds like a sort of Hitler Youth Brigade system that we're getting set into. No one is above the law. You know?
Well, here's the deal, though. Under common law, you have citizens' arrest. That's why the cops have arrest. They're only organized under the citizens' pleasure to do the work for us because we've got other things to do. But yes, citizens' brigades can turn into a Hitler Jugend, or it can turn into a Sons of Liberty. It depends. But, I mean, if you've got citizens spying on people's speech, which government has set up, it's wrong. But if you have citizens, when they see somebody trying to set fire to a building, beating them upside the head with a baseball bat or a baton, that is common sense. The difference is the government, who are run by the banks, is organizing people to basically be a spy grid. They've already done this in England. Instead of the people should be getting together and marching on the city of London, Max Kaiser.
Here's a great way for people to get together and take down a major institution that is completely culpable in these riots. They should pick a day in September, let's say September 1st, and organize a countrywide boycott and do not pay their BBC license fee. Take down the BBC for unconscionably setting up these riots by not reporting on the banker scandals for 10 years, for having guys like Jeremy Paxman on every night throwing softballs to the banking establishment, and by supporting the Bank of England and their atrocious confiscation of wealth. Pick a day, countrywide, don't pay your license fee, it's a form of civil disobedience. Take down a major institution, and then go from there.
And folks, if you don't understand how the banks are confiscating your wealth, they're devaluing every major currency on earth. They're devaluing every currency but the Swiss franc because they don't control it. They are devaluing these. They are cheating you. They are robbing you, and they're making a short-term profit. Anything else, caller?
Let me follow up on that and just say that I have made that suggestion to people in prison before, and they always come back to me and say, yeah, but it's against the law not to pay your license fee. I'm saying, yeah, no kidding. It's against the law to have your wealth stolen, too. But unless you're willing to go to the front line and do something, You know, this is the easiest form of civil disobedience you could possibly
have. Well, Max, I'm going to have you expand on after the break. We'll get that one comment from Ian. Then we'll, and then that's it for callers. For Megan, we appreciate all of you calling, but Ian will be able to finish up. Then I want to get into some of the technicals with Max straight ahead.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
You've been lied to. Lied to by the Wall Street propaganda machine, the government, and the talking heads in the media. The market is in for another crash. Real estate is already in a double-dip recession, and if you want to keep your hard-earned money safe, this message is for you. My name is Brett Kitchen, and after losing 35% of my money when the market crashed, I said enough is enough. I searched and discovered a way to safely grow my money, participate in potential double-digit gains, but also have my money protected when the crashes come. Plus, it could save you thousands in taxes. I want you to get a free copy of my new book, Safe Money Millionaire, where I share this powerful tool that people like Walt Disney and JCPenney used to safely grow their wealth. Call 1-800-675-1640 right now to get your free copy. Again, that's 1-800-675-1640. I'm giving away a limited number of copies today, so call 1-800-675-1640.
Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the InfoWars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalists on every front. InfoWars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at InfoWars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics dehumanization and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.
Congratulations to our friends at eFoodsDirect.com. In August, they celebrate 30 years in the long-term storable food business. To celebrate, eFoodsDirect.com is offering the lowest price ever on their one-year Freedom Food Supply, even less than the price in 1981. For a limited time, you get 30% off a one-year Freedom Supply, which provides three hearty meals per day for one adult. The Freedom Supply includes a large variety of fruits and vegetables, dairy, legumes, grains, sprouting seeds, and more. Plus, you get a generous supply of their quick fix meals. This is the most complete, extensive, and affordable unit they have ever offered. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and get 30% off a one-year food supply. If you have ever considered getting a supply, now is the time. Call 800-409-5633. That's 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
Exclusive text reports and videos only available when you sign up at InfoWars.com, the top right-hand side of the page for the free InfoWars Insider. And we're doing this, A, because they could shut down our domains in the future. The globalists could pull anything. But if we have an email list, something we never really tried to build over my 16 years on air, boy, if we'd have done that, it'd be like 10 million people. In the future, we can then, if there's ever an emergency or anything, send you information. And I'm getting it to where it's going to be, and it's already automated, where I can upload videos and send them to you directly. Live time, live feeds, taped feeds, nearly live feeds, where I shoot it and then upload it. 5 minutes later, it's up there, and where I can send it to you. It's all been designed where a technological moron like myself can control it. So I'm going to be able to upload videos to PrisonPlanet.tv, also send exclusive ones to folks that are on the email list, on the road, anywhere. I mean, we can already do this with YouTube, and we do, but we're going to be doing it to the email because YouTube can shut us down, as tried many times. So we're having to build our own system. So sign up at the top of InfoWars.com for the InfoWars Insider. Right now it only goes out on Wednesday afternoons, but more and more we're going to start sending out special reports at other times as well. And please forward the email to everyone else as well. And don't forget to visit great sites like MaxKaiser.com. Now, we heard from folks in England. They pretty much concur with my analysis. The problem is, as I said, they're going to use this to demonize legitimate protest demonstrations. And you do have a criminal, illegitimate government in England and the U.S. And so I've always said that I don't think it's a good idea to get violent at this point, to keep trying to fix things peacefully. But you can't really criticize people who do basically start resisting the government because it is illegitimate. But they've craftily set up a control grid ahead of this takedown program. So, Max Kaiser, how do you counter that? They've already set up the fake narratives that anybody resisting them is evil, just like Hitler did. And the general public doesn't understand what the mega banks are doing, this global domination program. So how do we educate them?
Well, I gave a great idea for a civil disobedience campaign, mobilizing the masses to shut down the BBC by not paying a license fee. That would swing the balance of power back to the people. Suddenly the people have something that they can use as leverage against a major institution. And let me just point out something here. You know, Alex, a few months ago, I introduced you to Nomi Prinz, a former Goldman Sachs partner, excellent guest. You've had her on our show a few times. She's brilliant. I want to ask you to also consider William K. Black, or Bill Black. I mean, you may have had him on your show if you haven't had him on your show. He's the guy who put 1,000 bankers in jail during the SNL crisis. He's a brilliant speaker. He's available. You got to get him on your show. He can explain these things.
No. He's in Fall of the Republic. He's in the same film that you're in, Max.
Okay. Well, has he been on the show lately?
No, we need to get him back on. The last time
I just had him on my show, and the guy is, he put 1,000 bankers in jail. He knows exactly what to do. He knows who to call and what he's the entire history.
No, he has said that the theft we're seeing is an order of magnitude above any grand larceny ever, and he said it will lead to a total, complete collapse a year and a half ago in Fall of the Republic. And so for folks that are tuning in, this is total depression, total collapse, looting and war in the streets, welfare mobs going crazy, unless we reverse what the bankers have done. So break down what they've done. We're now at the precipice. Where we go from here if their program of global takeover is not reversed, Max?
Well, you're asking me the kind of how it happens. I mean, the bigger narrative in terms of the device used. I mean, I can tell you that in the absence of a true standard for your money, like a gold standard, if you go to an interest rate scheme to determine the value of your money, you set up a dynamic where, and we see this played out in the economy today, two forces are at war with each other. One, the people who want interest rates to be high, these are the people who have working and saving, and they want a good rate of return on their money. And then there are people who want interest rates near zero because they want it to be very cheap for them to borrow because they use the borrowed money to speculate. And when they make a losing bet, they get bailed out, and they use it. Okay, so that's the tension. Now, what's happened over the past 10 to 15 years is that the people who have been borrowing and speculating and getting bailed out have used their profits to influence government, to keep interest rates low, and to deregulate markets to make it easier for them to borrow and speculate. They now control 50 to 60% of the U.S. economy, depending on how you calculate the way various corporations use cash and derivatives to beef up their profits, beef up their bottom line. So they control the U.S. economy, and it's all around this lever of interest rates. The only balance to return to the U.S. economy will come if interest rates are higher and people start to get return on their savings and you start to get capital. You don't have capitalism without capital. You don't have capital without savings, and you can't have savings without higher interest rates. And that's as clear as the nose on your face. But the lobbying interest of the Wall Street is so strong, they are not allowing interest rates to rise above zero. And that is a financial oppression. It's creating this financial apartheid because it's creating a permanent underclass of people who never escape poverty and degradation and joblessness because the economy itself only serves those who are in the business of speculating, borrowing, and getting bailed out. And so going forward, the need for interest rates to be higher is paramount. Now, you'll hear people say that, well, that'll crash the economy. That'll crash real estate. That'll crash things. It will in the short term, like it did in Iceland. But you have the basis upon which to rebuild a new economy that has real jobs and not a financial casino economy that has fake jobs. It's going to be painful, but you have that pain. You have it for a shorter period of time, and you keep your sovereignty. The problem with this system is that it's an easy ride for some, and we all lose our sovereignty.
It certainly is. Won't the bankers destroy themselves in the end, the banksters, because no amount of police state is going to allow them to in the end, get away with their plan because it destroys everything. They're cutting cops' pay all over the world. They're laying police off. They're laying bureaucrats off. So they're even laying off many of their own enforcers that are needed to keep the people in line while they're raped by the bankers. So okay. At a certain point, at a certain point, we're going to be sending military expeditionary forces out like Nazi hunters to bring these bankers back.
Because they have lost all perception of risk. When you have a group of people who never get penalized for any of their bad behavior, they just keep getting rewarded for their bad behavior, they lose all perspective on risk. When you say, aren't they going to just hurt themselves in the end? Yes, they are. But they themselves can't comprehend it because they never make a mistake. They believe, as Blankfein said at Goldman Sachs, they're doing God's work. They really have a God complex in that they believe that everything they touch turns to gold. And in some cases, literally now, of course, they're buying gold like crazy, and you're seeing the price hitting new all-time highs. But when you don't have a society that penalizes bad behavior, you have this warped sense of risk, and these people are kamikaze suicide bankers, as I call them, because they have no conception of the risks they're taking for themselves because there's nothing in society to penalize them for their risky behavior.
Well, well said, Max. So what's the time frame here? If this program is not reversed, if they explain to a new listener out there, why is it bad that they've announced that for another two-plus years they're going to keep interest rates at zero? Why did that cause the dollar to accelerate its drop? Why did that push not just gold and silver up, but other commodities like crude oil, sugar? Explain to people how the interest rates being kept at zero and how the free money is being given to the central banks and no one else in a skewed system where the 0% interest rate's only for them. Explain to people how that's creating hyperinflation.
Well, that's exactly what I just went over. In other words, when you have the criminals, the borrowers, the speculators, when they account for 50 or 60% of the economy, you need to wash them out. You need to get rid of them. And the way that this is done is by raising interest rates. It's the classical notion of the job of the Federal Reserve chairman is when the party gets too wild, they take away the punch bowl. And they do this by raising interest rates. Paul Volcker did this in the 70s. He took interest rates up to 16%, 17%. It caused a massive recession for 2 or 3 years, but it laid the groundwork for the boom of the 80s, 90s, and 2000s. And this is what's needed periodically to wash out the speculators and the dead wood and the non-performing agents like these banks on Wall Street. But the Fed, obviously, instead of raising rates as they should to get rid of the bad apples, the dead wood, they're lowering interest rates. They're encouraging the speculation. They're encouraging the bad behavior. Why? Because they enjoy the free money that they're getting. They've been co-opted by Wall Street. And Obama's administration is offering no pushback against this. Tim Geithner is Obama's man on Wall Street, and he's telling Obama lies every single day. Obama is essentially financially illiterate. He doesn't know the difference between a stock and a bond. He relies totally on Geithner, who's in the pocket of Wall Street, and he's engineering this 0% interest rate policy, or ZERP, as it's called, because it benefits the same few guys over and over and over again, and the economy is being gutted.
Exactly. They're the only ones that get the zero or negative interest rate and then loan it to people out there for 30% or higher. Max, 7 o'clock tonight, PrisonPlanet.tv. We're going to have a special report breaking down the news on this, and I really appreciate you spending time with us on the radio. Folks can find out about all things Kaiser at MaxKaiser.com. Thank you for spending time with us.
Anytime.
All right, there goes Max Kaiser. I thought I'd go over some of this news. It's at InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. If you wade through all of the rioters or wonderful people news, you'll find European shares fall on France downgrade rumor. French bank stocks plunge. UK lowers growth estimate. Korean broker leaps to death. Bank of America Goldman lead swoon in U.S. Investors' heads are spinning. And down below that, you have the headline, gold vaults above 1,800 today. The stock market has continued its drop earlier in the day, going up a little while ago, but now continuing its drop. And we'll go over more of that financial news in the final segment coming up. But again, we got a special report tonight in the aftermath of all this. We're going to be watching it all unfold and to explain to people. We're doing two or three special reports every week now. Some of them 10 minutes long. Well, none have been 10 minutes. Some 25 minutes, an hour, 2 hours long. Some reports are going to be 5 hours long. Some reports will have 10 guests. Some reports will have no guests. I mean, it's really true information, true news. Whenever we need to cover something, whenever something's important, you'll see a notice at PrisonPlanet.tv and at InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com, and then you will see us go live. And then it'll be archived, of course, at PrisonPlanet.tv. But tonight we'll do a 25, 30-minute report with Max Kaiser via video Skype, and you'll be able to watch that if you're a PrisonPlanet.tv member. That's how we pay for the equipment, the crew, the people, the cameras, all of it. And then, of course, we're more than happy that it leaks out to the entire Internet, and we will post large portions of it at the YouTube channel. But that can't be completely counted on because more and more they're shutting our channels down. I've had to file in federal court against YouTube when they claim I violate their terms of use to prove that I haven't, just to have that one channel. We've put some backup channels out there, but they can't be completely counted on. So yes, you do get a lot of it. Our mission is to get the word out at the end of the day, but we also need financial support. And that's why I want to encourage folks to notice we've upgraded PrisonPlanet.tv in its 8 years. We're adding more and more. The live audio streams, the higher quality podcast audio, the live video podcast of this show archived every day, also streamed live. My book, Paul Watson's book, many other films, all my films, expanded extras, the new live streamed nightly reports, special reports, the new news show that's going to be highly produced compared to anything else we've ever done and focused. And I'm going to be disciplined. I'm better when I'm disciplined for 30 minutes every night, 7 p.m. It's all coming to PrisonPlanet.tv. PrisonPlanet.tv, because things always get attacked and shut down. It's still going to be there. But we're going to have a more cut and dry, starting from the bottom, new technological, easier to use system in the next 6 months or so. And PrisonPlanet.tv is great, but you're still going to have that. But if you're a member of that, you'll also automatically be a member of the new news site that we're setting up. And if you believe in this information, if you believe in the fight we're putting forward here, if you believe in us identifying the real global enemy, not the puppet Obama or Bush or all this other garbage, or liquor stores the drunks are thieving, the globalists are going to turn the welfare hordes loose to attack the general public. Then the government's going to come in to protect you from the welfare hordes. That's where I disagree with Max Kaiser. He's saying, well, overall, this is just a symptom of the rot. And I agree with him. But we're in trouble. So, again, I want to encourage everybody out there to become a PrisonPlanet.tv member today. Now, going to Ted Anderson for the balance of this segment and the next, getting into gold news, and obviously I'm here pitching gold at you. The prices of gold and silver, Ted has, are always extremely competitive. The radio specials are loss leaders. He either makes a tiny profit or no profit, and if he miscalculates, a negative profit. Now, I told you 3 months ago when they artificially drove it down to buy gold and silver. you know, back when they drove down silver to $25 an ounce and you know, gold by a couple hundred. Now gold is up, I don't know, what is it, $400 in the last month. Silver's surged back up to 40-something. You ain't seen nothing yet. They've decided to devalue every major global currency except the Swiss franc because they're still sovereign, because the globalists want one place to hide out from their own destruction. Now, gold and silver are only going to go up. Now, Ted, talking to you this morning, the gold you've got is from when it was at, what, 16 or 16 and a half a few weeks ago. You're running out of that. Soon you'll be selling it from the 1800, and it'll seem cheap then. But you've got gold, you've got silver going to break. I'll come back with the news on this. Tell folks the gold and silver offers you've got right now.
Well, again, Alex, I think it's just incredibly important that people pick up small pieces of gold. The franc coin at $390 is a great buy. I mean, it's a small piece of gold. It's recognizable. It can be used anywhere as money. British sovereigns are $489. By the way, the franc is a fifth of an ounce. British sovereigns are a quarter of an ounce. Even, you know, I talked about $20 liberties here just the other day at $2,000. They're $2,200. Gold spot today hit over $1,800. I mean, people, you need to wake up on this stuff. I mean, silver is starting to run with it, and we should be picking up those silver dollars and those books and DVDs. I mean, people really need to take, heed. I mean, now.
Yeah, now's the time to get the word back. 800-686-2237 to call the Midas Brokers. Tell them it's the radio special. 800-686-2237. Ted, I want to come back and talk about this gold market and where you see it going in the future. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Optics Planet is calling all hunters, shooters, and outdoorsmen. It's time to gear up. As the best online retailer of rifle scopes, red dot sights, lasers, and other firearm accessories, Optics Planet has a special deal to offer GCN listeners. You may already know OpticsPlanet.com has the best selection of weapon lights, holsters, night vision, binoculars, and tactical gear on the planet. With incredibly low prices, free shipping on most orders, and USA-based phone support, Optics Planet is the online retailer of choice for discerning gun owners and outdoor enthusiasts. Featuring Loophole, Blackhawk, Eotech, Crimson Trace, Night Force, Trigicon, Surefire, over 700 top brands. For a limited time, head to opticsplanet.com/GCN to get a free Streamlight Keymate, the world's most powerful keychain light with purchase. That's opticsplanet.com/GCN or call 800-332-OPTICS right now to speak with an Optics Planet product specialist. 800-332-6784.
Alex Jones here with vital information concerning our nation's fragile food supply. Folks, there are some truly dangerous trends forming, and I think it's important for my listeners to do three things right away. Number one, study the past. History really does repeat itself. Number two, learn to spot the dangerous food shortage trends. Number three, take decisive action. A perfect storm is brewing, or a global food crisis. That's why I'm telling everyone to read the new book, Rising Prices, Empty Shelves, Warning Signs That Trigger the Deadliest Famines in History. Don't get caught unprepared when the crisis hits. This book is only available at risingprices.emptyshelves.com. You'll also get a free copy of Supermarket Survival, How to Cut Your Grocery Bills in Half. Again, that website is risingprices.emptyshelves.com. That's risingprices.emptyshelves.com.
Big Berkey water filters are in high demand. Storable foods are also in high demand. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has always kept our focus on the Berkey water filter products, but increasingly, our customers have been asking for storable foods. After months of research, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com now offers great-tasting, long-lasting, storable foods. These ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches. All you do is just add water, and because they're sealed so well, they come with a 25-year shelf life. Combine our Berkey water filters, which are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water with our storable foods, and you have a winning combination. Remember, we offer free shipping on every order over $50, and GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY today.
As we've been trudging on the wine spread, much too long,
you know, the big news here is in the last few days we've had articles that our writers put together at Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com reporting that the Pentagon, Homeland Security, are watching U.S. citizens on Facebook, Twitter, and the Internet that talk about protesting the private Federal Reserve. That's what they're scared about. They're scared of the Bank of England being protested. They're scared of the private Federal Reserve being protested. You know, the footage is in the Obama deception, but a few years ago it came out that the Army went to Ron Paul's In the Fed event in Houston and to our event in Dallas. The Army was there. See, the Army isn't there when people are burning down your house. The Army's there at Katrina to come take your guns. And the Army's there to watch Ron Paul, because the Army doesn't work for us anymore. It works for the foreign banks. And so, yes, I know Gary Franchi led a protest against the big banks. This other fellow, we just saw the video from We Are Change. We're going to get it up at Infowars.com right now. He announced that he was going to have a demonstration or flash mob outside of New York Fed. And 50 cops showed up. Nobody else joined him. Didn't matter. It got attention. Start identifying. And I guarantee you, these welfare people, they want iPads, folks. They don't care about freedom. This isn't a revolution. This is a sign the welfare folks aren't getting as fat a check as they used to because they've been devalued. Going back to Ted. Ted, have you ever seen anything like this with what's happening with gold right now? Way past its all-time high. Silver shooting back up right now.
No, there's never been a market like this in my lifetime. I'm sure there has been if you go back in history, but never in my lifetime. And I started when Jimmy Carter was in office, and we had double-digit inflation. And when Max Kaiser was talking about raising the interest rates, Jimmy Carter appointed Paul Volcker. And I can tell you right now, there has never been a market like this, and there's no way that they could turn it around like they did then. The United States no longer is a superpower, and people are no longer using the United States currency abroad as a safe haven or a way to trade goods and services. You know, it used to be that other countries wouldn't trust each other, so they go to the United States dollar. Why they did that? Because the dollar was backed by gold during the Bretton Woods Agreement, and foreigners could trade it for gold. They knew they could go back to gold. Well, in 1971, Nixon took us off that standard, and we've been living on this legacy of a gold-traded currency, and now it's gone. The foreign countries don't trust the United States dollar anymore, and now it's been downgraded, our bonds, and that's going to make it go even further.
Yeah, Alex, bottom line, they have decided to fully pull the plug on America and Western Europe to bankrupt us by design to set up their world government on its ashes. All of Obama's controllers, all the globalists have talked about this. They're getting even wealthier in the process. This is economic warfare. Our government is run by premeditating criminal scum. And the bare minimum we can do is spread the word about it on AM and FM radio, satellite, shortwave. Spread the word about this show. The system does not want people to hear this. Mainline talk radio is barely starting to get a clue, which shows me that that's some good news. A few years ago, they had no clue. We either get this information out or it's over.
Well, that's exactly why I'm offering three of your videos, The Obama Deception, Fall of the Republic, and Endgame, for a total shipped price of $130, because they're going to get these videos new in hand. I mean, you can go tell somebody to try to find it on YouTube, and it's worthless.
You didn't add the part about the three silver dollars.
I'm sorry. There are three silver dollars to go with it. I guess I should put that in there, because it tells you that now you're going to have silver, which is what you're going to need anyways.
Yeah, you pay cost on the silver dollars and get three of my films free, and free shipping as well. They also have the two silver dollars and the Mark Geis book and the film free with free shipping. You can also call about that. But it's time to get into gold and silver. 800-686-2237.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.